BOHMglobal.com, and with your prayer request. And we've got a large team that prays for those needs, and we see so many answers to prayer. The praise reports this morning just go on and on, and we praise God for that we are able to pray for your needs. So send those requests to us at prayers@BOHMglobal.com. What a joy to be able to pray for your needs, because that's what we're all about. Prayers@BOHMglobal.com. We got to do station ID, and then we're coming right back for hour two of Living the Good Life with me, Pastor Marcia, Nan, and Angel, bringing you the Word of God today. And it's so easy, Nan, to get caught up in our worries and anxieties of life that we forget that God's greater than that situation. We just forget. We act like we forget anyway.
I believe it's what we focus on. Are we going to focus on the Almighty God who loves us so much, who's there for us, who speaks truth to us? Or are we going to pay attention to the size of the problem or what is going on?
Right.
Have chaos in our life. We right. need the truth. That's where reading the Word of God comes in.
Yes.
It is the truth. And he speaks the truth to us through that. And, you know, we need to take a note and listen and, you know, read that. Listen to it if you want to on versions that you're
sure.
available like that.
Right.
But, you know, we need to focus on the truth.
And why is the truth so important in all of our lives? I mean, really, I don't know about you, but I hate to be lied to. And I think a lot of people do hate that. Why? Why don't we like to be lied to, Angel? What's the problem with that?
You can't trust. You can't build anything without trust. Trust is a foundational need that we have.
Right.
And we need the truth because it's the truth that sets us free.
Right. Absolutely. And so often in the Word, we are taught to learn to praise God. And what we're doing when we're praising God is acknowledging his greatness. The song we played a minute ago, How Great Is Our God. We're acknowledging, when we praise God and say, Lord, I thank you for the answer to this problem before I see it. That's going out there on a limb of faith. Talk to us about that, Nan. How important is that?
Oh, that's very important. You know, we need to focus on that, you know. What I want to say about the lying, I don't think I shared it with either one of you, but my boss lied to me, and I know that for a fact. She said something pointed blank to me, and then 3 or 4 days later, something else came up about that subject, and she lied to me. So this is a new boss to me. I mean, I've only been in this position for 3 weeks, and now it's like, Dr. Angel, my boss lied to me. So now I don't totally trust her now because of one lie.
Right.
Just one lie.
Right.
But if you would do it one time, you'll do it another time, and you'll do it another time. I just want to say that about lying.
Well, that's an important statement, Angel, because when we are lied to, it does erode our trust, does it not?
Yes, it does, and it definitely comes in and hurts that relationship where that lie was at, and it just is not a good thing to have. I mean, it takes a long time to build trust and a minute, a second
to break it.
And that's where, you know, we have very few absolutes in this world in our life, but God is the absolute.
Absolutely. He does speak truth to us. He's full of grace and truth. Grace because so often we fail and we really need him to pick us up and love us and tell us it's going to be okay and to reassure us of his great love for us, because so often we fail. We do in different aspects of our lives. But that verse of John 1:14, that he's full of grace and he's full of truth. I don't know about y'all, but that makes me feel better knowing that God speaks truth to me. And when I find a verse like Nahum 1:7 that says, the Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows all those who put their trust in him, that renews my confidence because he says he's good, you know? It doesn't say the Lord is out to get you and y'all better just be real darn careful because otherwise you're going to hell. You know, I mean, that's not what the scripture says. The scripture talks about God's goodness to us, his love for us, for God so loved the world. We got to choose to believe that, Nan.
I was thinking, I have sat under one particular pastor that I can think of, And he was all the time talking, I won't say talking negative. He was, you know, he was all the time talking about, you know, the negative things in life, as opposed to, like, you know, sharing things about how to live, sharing things about God's love, sharing things about how God loves you and how God forgives you. It's like almost like a hellfire and brimstone kind of thing of, he's going to come down on you if you do this, or he's going to come down on you if you do that.
Right.
Nothing uplifting.
Right.
Every, you know, even in the sermons, it was like you were being put down. And that's not what God wants to do. That's not God's motive with us.
Absolutely not. But don't you think that's common in Christian churches? That's why a lot of people don't want to go to church.
Of course.
They don't want to go and sit and be condemned and beat up. And that's why Paul says in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And then John 3:17, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That might be a revolutionary concept to some of our listeners today, that God is not sitting in heaven with a great big stick, angel, ready to beat you to a pulp when you worry, when you have anxiety, when you say something you shouldn't, when you lie, whatever.
You know, you're right. And there's so many people walking around and they have this vision of this punitive God kind of out there to catch them doing wrong,
right,
so that he can punish them. And there's people who believe the bad things that happen to us is our punishment for,
right,
you know, lack of faith or something we've done wrong. And that's not true.
It's not scriptural.
And we have to know the truth before we can recognize the lies.
There you go. There you go. And we need to. Whoa, that's good. That's good. We got to know it so we recognize the lies when they're coming at us. I'm going to play a great song that I absolutely love. I Bless Your Name by the group Selah. Listen to it. Why do we praise God? Because he's good and he loves us. And he's got good things in store for you, dear listener.
In prisoner's chains, with bleeding stripes, Silas prayed that night, and in their pain began to sing. Their chains were loosed, and they your name.
Amen.
I bless your name. I give you honor, give you praise. You are the life, the truth, the name.
Praise God. We bless your name, mighty God, because you're doing a work in each of us. And so often we don't know. We don't know how to walk this walk and really be all that you want us to be. And so often we make mistakes, as we all would verify, I'm sure. So often we, you know, we just find ourselves in a difficult situation and we don't know how to get out of it. And really what we're saying in this show today, Nan, is God is greater than any problem I have. And the truth is that he does have a way where there seems to be no way. There's an old song we sometimes play, God will make a way where there seems to be no way, because he understands the complete situation. We only see part of it.
Well, you know, I mean, you're saying that God will make a way when there seems to be no way. In past times in my life, he has really spoken that to me when I was going through some pretty tough times of some stuff that was happening externally against me,
yeah,
that I had no control of. And yet, you know, I would spend time in prayer. I would get up extra early in the morning. I would read the scripture. I would pray. I would praise the Lord. And that's one of the things he spoke to me. I will make a way when
right.
there seems to be no way. And he did.
Right.
In miraculous ways in some situations that he's done in my life. I mean, I sat back and I watched how he moved.
Right.
And that is so cool. And we need to realize he is the one of truth.
You he know? Is. And he is the voice
bring,
of truth.
He will bring things to light.
And he really, God wants you to accept the fact that he sees the entire situation and he's working behind the scenes. Angel, that's what's hard for so many of us. And that's, I think, where we get off into worry and anxiety and fear, because we don't think God's doing anything. We think he's, well, he forgot about me. I'm just some little peon right here. After all, he's got billions of people.
You know, we do. And, you know, we don't feel like either our problem is big enough or significant.
Right.
You know, a lot of us believe that God can. We just don't believe he will.
That's right.
And we have to trust him for that he will. He is alive and active and living and anything that's, I mean, he knows when the sparrow falls
yes.
to the ground. He knows how many hairs are on our head.
Right.
You know, that's pretty intimate. And we have to
yes.
dare to trust him with that.
Well, and we have to know down on the inside that he loves us. Because I think a big part of this worry, anxiety, and fear that people get into, which evidently that's what this show's about today, it's the opposite of what truth is. Truth is God is good, and the Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows all those who put their trust in him. Nahum 1:7. Psalms 27, at the end of Psalm 27, is talking about how good God is. And I think so often we don't buy that or we don't believe it because we feel like, well, he hasn't really done much for me in my life, you know? And it's so easy to fall into that doubt and that unbelief. Angel, talk to us about that while I find Psalm 27, the verse I'm looking for.
You know, we do fall into that unbelief. And I think sometimes what we do is, you know, we find ourselves plugged in with churches. And we have to remember that churches are run by human beings who are fallible. And then we equate those humans as the voice in the hands of God. And that is not God.
Right.
God is bigger than us. You know, so oftentimes people fail us. And when people in the church fail us, or we feel like they did, we blame God and we get angry with God. And then we feel anxious and judged or whatever. And we have to know that God is good. He is love. He accepts us for who we are, where we are. And he just wants to bring us into his plan and purpose.
And the word that's, you're exactly right on all that. The word that's been coming to me a lot in the last few weeks is the word personal. And I've mentioned this in sermons. I mentioned it last week on the radio. Personal. God wants to be your personal Lord and Savior. God wants to be your personal God. You say, but he's got billions of people. You just said he did. Absolutely. That is what is so cool about God. He's everywhere at the same time. Omnipresent. He is all-knowing about everyone and every little quirky thing about each of us. That's omniscient, okay? He is all-powerful to do whatever needs to be done in your life, and that's omnipotent, right? And omni, O-M-N-I, means everywhere, same time. And so this is the God we serve, and it's so hard to wrap our brains around that. We can't in the natural understand how God can know everything about what makes me me, how God knew me in my mother's womb, which it says in Psalm 139, how God knows all those little issues that I'm worried about right now, but he does. Talk to us, Nan. That is just hard for us to understand.
It's hard for us to understand. I think sometimes that's why people don't want to accept certain things from God, because they don't believe that they don't believe that can be possible.
Right.
That is possible.
Yeah.
You know, I relate it to the computer age in which we live. You know, I mean, let's just take social media. You know, everybody's out there. Everyone's communicating with. This is not coming out the way I want it to come out. Okay, take a business. Take the electric company. Everybody is plugged in there, is all together. There's a memory. It has us all there. I can plug in my phone number and it tells me my account number.
I know, it's cool.
You know, it's pretty cool when I need my account number to pay it. That's what happens. But just as that computer system can hold all that magnitude of information about so many, many, many
good
people.
Good metaphor.
That is kind of the way God is, that he can hold all that information about all the people on the face of this earth. He has it all there. And it can relate to how it is with the computer age and as it has progressed into where it is now.
And some listeners might be saying, well, I just don't believe he can do that. I don't believe that. Well, that's what makes him God, is that he is God over all of the conditions in our heart and our lives. Angel, talk to us, and then we're going to Psalm 27, 13, and 14. Go ahead.
He is definitely over everything, but we have to humble ourselves. We have to lay it down before him. You know, God's a gentleman. He's not going to come in and, you know, invade us. He needs us to humble ourselves and lay it down before him. And then he will, you know, God's all about action.
Yeah.
He's working. We may not know how, we may not know when, we may not know the details, but he is back there making his perfect way and his perfect will in our lives when we let him.
Absolutely. Right now we're going through another pregnancy in my life, not me, praise God. But my oldest son and his wife, Ryan and Mary, are expecting what is their actually sixth child. And, you know, it's pretty exciting to go through this. And Mary, this week, is going to be 22 weeks pregnant already. It's going by so quickly. And so the other night, my son called and he said, the baby's the size of a banana, you know. And I could hear the excitement in his voice. And here he is. This is his sixth child, you know. And yet he is so excited about this new baby. They are so thrilled. And I am too. It's grandchild number 12. And I'm so excited about this little baby. It's not commonplace. It's a new individual. And God knows everything about that little McAllister baby. And I mean, that is exactly how it is with God. He's excited about us, Nan. He's excited. He doesn't care if we are number 450,168,000, blah, blah, blah. God knows and loves us. He cares about every detail. Talk to us about that.
Well, this is where faith comes in.
Right.
We have to believe.
Right.
You know, I mean, and it's like, it's so cool to know that God knows everything about me.
Mm-hmm.
He knows everything that makes me up.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's good or whether it's bad.
Right.
I'm saying the bad part just for yours and Angel's benefit.
Thank you, because yes, we knew there were some of those items, yes, in your life.
But
teasing you.
But it's fine. But he knows us in and out.
You know,
and like he knows little McAllister, who is being formed right now.
Yeah.
And he's gonna knows now and will continue to know everything about this beautiful little child that's coming forth.
Yeah, my kids decided not to find out this time if it's a boy or girl. So we're all going to be surprised come mid-December. And, you know, that's kind of cool. But God knows. Like you just said, God already knows baby McAllister and what he or she will be named and what they'll be like and their personality and who they're going to look like, great aunt so-and-so or great uncle John, or, you know, all of that. Psalm 27, 13 and 14 says this in the NIV. I am still confident of this. These are the words of David. I love that. I am still confident of this. That makes it sound like David had gone through some hard times and he'd had opportunity to not be confident. Which, Angel, we all have opportunities to not be confident. Psalm 27, 13 and 14. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living right now. Okay. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Some of you out there are going through some really difficult times and you can't see right now how God is going to work out your situation. Let Psalm 27, 13 and 14 be a word of encouragement to you today. Angel?
He is. He's working right here and right now in our lives. I think a lot of us can believe him for the salvation, for the eternal life, and we don't believe him for the here and now.
Oh, that's really good. And I agree with you that so many people, if you question them, do you believe that, you know, that you're going to heaven? Yeah, I do. But do you believe that God cares about the details of your lives? I have heard this through the years as a pastor. Well, God's got a lot on his plate, you know? Like, really? Okay, so what makes him God is the fact that he's omnipotent. He is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-caring about every single one of us. We're going back to John 14, and we're going to go to verse 15. And Jesus says this to the disciples a few days before he goes to the cross. If you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. I will talk to the Father and he'll provide you another friend so that you will always have someone with you. The friend is the Spirit of truth. We call this friend the Holy Spirit, the third part of the Trinity. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The Father is best described as the operator of heaven. He has the responsibility of everything. Up until till Jesus came to this earth, all the people knew about was God the Father. That's really all they knew. They really didn't know much about, they didn't know, and unless it was prophesied through them, like in the book of Isaiah, that the virgin would give birth to the Messiah and so forth. But this Messiah is Jesus, and Jesus the Son is the administrator, okay? It's like the chief executive officer, CEO of the corporation, you know? Maybe he's not the one who created the corporation, but he's the one that's running it, okay? Good way to look at it. And he is concerned with ministry, okay? When he came to this earth, what did Jesus do? He walked around this earth ministering, you know, praying for the sick, laying hands on sick people, restoring blind eyes, all of those things. And then now Jesus announces a few days before he goes to the cross, oh, by the way, I'm going to leave, but the Father, who is, you know, the operator of the whole thing, ultimate owner of the company here, he's going to send you someone that's going to be with you all the time. Now, some of us are going, well, that's my cell phone. Well, yeah, your cell phone is with you all the time, probably, unless you leave it and forget it. But you have something better than your cell phone, because it says here that the friend, the Spirit of truth, not the spirit of lies, the Spirit of truth will be with you and in you. Angel, talk to us about that. That's such good news.
You know, that is really good news, because that means 24/7 access, 365 access to the Spirit of truth. I was scrolling through social media and I saw a meme that was kind of very truthful. It says you don't need the Holy Spirit to get to heaven, but you need him to get through Walmart. You know,
he's for the here and now.
And we don't tap into him. We don't access it. We walk around like we're doing this all by ourselves.
So many people don't even understand who he is.
The resurrection power of Christ living and dwelling inside of us.
Do you remember in the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, and Jesus said that praying that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven? Okay, and I didn't bring this out in my sermon this morning, but I want to bring it out now. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, is the manifestation. Okay, he brings the activity of heaven to your life. In other words, Let me put it this way. God has a plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11-14. God says, I know the plans I have for you. Oh, just five of you. No, all of you. And I know the plans I have for you. Plans to bless you and give you a future and a hope. Not plans for calamity and destruction. That's Jeremiah 29:11-14. And the activity of heaven is God's looking at us going, oh, I love Nan so much. Yeah, she messes up here and there. And she does this and she does that. But she's my kid, you know? I mean, some of my kids' friends and some family members have said to my kids, Ryan and Mary, you want another kid? Oh, my gosh, your oldest one's 23. Seriously, you want another kid? You want to do that again? And they go, yes, we want to raise more children. We have a perfect place to raise kids and a beautiful home and grounds. We want to share love with another human being that can be a blessing to others. And that's how God looks at us, Nan. God looks at us and says, oh, I got lots of kids. But hey, come here. Get on my lap. Let me hold you, Nan. That's what God says.
And I'm so glad he says that. Mm-hmm. He looks past say, some negativity in me. He looks past sometimes maybe thoughts that I have.
Sure.
Of, you know, how's God going to move in this situation?
Right.
Thoughts, statements of maybe doubt that would come in. He looks past all that and says, you know, I love Nan. She's my kid.
Mm-hmm. He does.
It's like...
It's kind of how Angel and I feel about you. We love you. You're kind of our kid.
Thank you.
You know,
it's like, well, we all have children here.
Yeah.
And mine's 27 now. And I love him very, very much. If he were to call me right now on my cell phone and say, Mom, I need you, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I love you guys. And I love the show, but I would go take care of my kid because
okay.
He needed me. And that's the way it is with God.
That's right.
You know, he will take care of those situations in our lives.
Mm.
We just need to trust and believe that he will move in those situations in our lives. Just like I love my son Bradley with all of my heart, so does God love us. And it's even greater, such a greater love than what I have for my son. Such a greater,
Woo!
Greater love.
I'm going to play this song. I wasn't going to do this one, but this fits in right now. There is none like you.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. Touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. Suffering children are safe in your is none.
There is none.
There is none.
There is none
like you.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, there is none like you. For God so loved the world. He loves us, and you love us, mighty God. Your whole nature is love, and there's none like you, none of us. We've all fallen. We've all come short of the glory of God. And we all have struggles every day. We're not trying to say we've all got it together, because we don't. We're just human, and we are all in a place, different times, where we are anxious, where we're worried, where we're afraid of what tomorrow might bring. We are all in situations, mighty God, where we just feel that panic that kind of rises up in our gut. And we don't know what's going to happen or how this situation is going to be resolved. But Lord, today we are proclaiming that you are the voice of truth, that your blessed Holy Spirit is truth. And that when we get in your word and when we study and when we read it, that you speak to our hearts and change our lives and change our mindset. And Lord, we want to hear truth on the inside of us. We don't want to be ruled by panic and anxiety and fear and negativity and resentment and bitterness and anger and hatred and rage, and I could go on and on. We don't want to be ruled by any of that, God. We want your blessed Holy Spirit to so fill us with truth. We want to have such a passion and a love for your word that we want to take truth in, that we want to surround ourselves with truth in a world where we are living, where there's so much lying all around us. Lord, we want your truth about who we are and how important we are to you and the plans you have for our lives. We want truth to rule and reign in our lives. That is our desire, and that is our goal. And so, Lord, I pray for our listeners. I pray for Angel Nan and I right now, Lord, that we would desire truth above everything else in our lives, that your truth would rule and reign in us. That is what we want. That's our desire. We change our mindset today to one of craving your truth. You are the Spirit of truth, and we need you, Lord, and we crave you in our lives. This we desire. This is what we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Angel, I think it's so easy because of the news cycle, because of the world we live in this day, to be so afraid of what's coming next. Nuclear war, whatever it might be. And we get our eyes off the ball. And you know, in baseball, in racquetball, in whatever sport you play, you gotta be watching the ball. Gotta watch the ball. I used to play racquetball a lot younger, tournaments and things when I was much younger, young married. And you gotta keep your eye on the ball in racquetball or you're gonna get clobbered. You're gonna get hurt. And I did a few times. And when we get our eye off the ball, and the ball here is what we're talking about today, is truth. And we get our eyes on all the other things that could happen, might happen. What if this happens? The what ifs in our lives. We'll just really have rough days and rough nights.
We will drive ourselves crazy and insane with the what ifs, you know, and you're right. We do. We allow those things that come in to distract us. We take our eyes off the truth and we'll put it on this, you know, chaos in this relationship or this problem or this loss or this thing. And we really need to not allow them to have the power we've given them in our lives.
Oh, boy, that's true.
We give the truth the power.
But we give that power away, don't we? You
sure
want to talk
do.
About that a minute, and then we'll go to Nan. We give that power away. Talk to us, doctor.
We do. I mean, one of the things we get to have power and control over is our thoughts and our actions. And so we choose to sit and dwell and think about this problem. We choose to, you know, keep it and talk about it constantly. Those are our power. And we need to choose to put the truth in, to talk about the truth, to speak the truth over the problem. We need to talk about truth more than we're talking about the problem, because what we feed grows.
Oh, that's right.
And we're feeding our problems on our anxieties and our worries and our stresses, and we need to feed the truth.
You know, this, while you're speaking of that, and I'm going to Nan in a minute, many years ago when I owned the Christian bookstore in Indiana, we carried a little book by Joel Osteen's mother, Dodie Osteen, and it was called Healed of Cancer. And Dodie explained, this was back in the 80s when this happened to her, that she was sent home to die and cancer was all through her body. I used to have that book. I don't know if I still have it or not. If not, maybe you can find it someplace. Dodie Osteen, D-O-D-I-E, Dodie Osteen, Healed of Cancer. And she went home to die, but she decided, no, I'm not going home to die. And she laid in her bed for weeks, and out she had tapes going of God's word, what God's word said about the healing in her body. She had praise music going. She would not let people come in and say, oh, I hear you're dying. She wouldn't allow that at all. She surrounded herself with the truth of what God said about her. Gradually, she got better and better and better. She lived many, many years after that. She was completely healed, gradually healed. The truth set her free. The truth sets us free. Talk, Nan.
Well, what I got thinking, and it's really along the lines of what you're saying, is I'm really just believing that people are getting charged today, getting charged up with the words that are being spoken, the scriptures that's being shared, the music that's being played, that they're getting charged up so that they can know, I can do this. I can do all things. You've already said it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that charging, yeah, I can compare it to my cell phone. My
right.
cell phone, you have it at 100%, and then it drains down and it drains down and
yeah.
it drains down, and you can't do anything with it when it goes to zero.
No, you can't.
You can't, you know, and then you put it back on charge and it charges back up again. And I'm just believing that people are being charged up today.
Right now.
Or charged up when they listen to this in the future. That they're getting charged up that I can do it. I will listen to the truth. I will move forward.
Amen.
In the truth. I will listen to God. He loves me. He wants the best for me. And I will listen to that truth that he wants the best for me and loves me very much. That the lies that Satan tries to come against them, I just take authority over that right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The lies that Satan, I'm speaking to people right now, the lies that Satan
yes.
tries to bring in your life,
yes.
resist that, rebuke that, look to the truth, look to the word, spend time in the word. The word is the truth to us, and they will make it through their situation, period.
Amen. I just got a text from a listener that says, Dodie Osteen is still alive. Praise God. That's good to know. Because that was back in the 80s when I carried
wow.
that little book. And when she was given a death sentence, and that's Joel Osteen's mother. And his dad was John Osteen, who started that whole ministry out there, who has gone to heaven a few years back. But Dodie Osteen is still alive. Boy, that's good news. And so here we see where truth prevailed. And Nan, you were on a little soapbox there, girl.
Yes, it just came out.
Why?
Because God wants people to hear that message.
Yeah. Why?
He wants them to know how much he loves them.
Yeah.
His son, Jesus Christ, died for our sins.
Yes.
That is like the ultimate love, to give your life
yes.
for somebody, to be beaten for somebody. It wasn't just a simple thing of rolling over and dying.
No.
He went through a lot of suffering.
Amen.
A lot of public what's the word?
Humiliation.
Yes, probably. Thank you. Humiliation of what they did and how they handled things with them. You know, and God just wants us to have the truth.
Amen.
The truth will set us free is what the word says.
The truth will set us free. Don't you hate it when somebody tells you one thing to your face and then you hear from 15 of your closest friends behind that they've been saying just the opposite about you behind your back? Angel, does that bother you?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it does.
Why?
That would be why my very close friend group is very small. Because you know what? You're right. People are, in this day and age, are so quick to tell a lie if it's going to save their face or to fit into this group or that group. They keep changing who they are. And, you know, the truth prevails. And where the truth is we can trust. Where the truth
Amen.
Is, there is power. Where the truth is, there is freedom.
Amen. Amen. At the end of verse 17 of John chapter 14, Jesus says about the Holy Spirit, who he called the friend and the Spirit of truth. Now, I like that because a friend should be telling you the truth, right? And he says here, this last sentence of John 14, 17, but you know him, meaning the Holy Spirit, already, because he has been staying with you, and he'll even be in you, okay? And when we accept Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, and when we say, God, I want all that you have for me, I want your Holy Spirit to live on the inside of me. I don't want to know about you. I want to know you. I don't want to just hear about you. You know, have you ever met somebody online, or you met somebody through somebody else and they told you, you know, what this person was like, and then you actually meet them and sometimes there's a discrepancy between what you got in your head this person was going to be like or behave like, etc. And then you get to know them and Angel, that's kind of a problem sometimes when we actually get to know somebody and we find out they're not what they have purported to be.
That is so true. And that happens more times than it doesn't happen. And there's a lot of people out there trying to let others think they are something else. And it's lies, it's manipulation. And then, you know, it leaves you feeling betrayed and you feel lied to when you find out that truth.
Amen. So when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you say, God, come into me, live in me, okay? He sends his blessed Holy Spirit, that's the third part of the Trinity, to live in us and talk to us, okay? And, you know, it's so amazing that we can actually have the Spirit of truth, the friend, living in us, influencing our attitudes, influencing our behavior, helping us make wise decisions, helping us see through somebody who's lying to us, or helping us stay away from people who are just trouble and really are trying to hurt us or drag us down. Talk to us, Nan. The Spirit of truth lets us see truth.
Lets us see truth and will lead us in what we're to do and how we're to handle it. I went through a period several months ago that just continually God would tell me, keep my mouth shut. I think I shared that with you.
I thought that was me telling you that.
Well, that was you too.
No, I'm teasing.
No, I mean, no. Something would happen at work, like, and something would, yes. And I'd want to speak up and say something. He said, keep your mouth shut. Keep your mouth shut. And it was about employee. Keep your mouth shut. But the Holy Spirit was leading me, you know, I mean, that's kind of a blunt way to say it, but that was the way it was said, but for my own good, because then I could look back on those situations where I wanted to say something, where if I would have said something, it would have really messed the situation up. And because I was obedient,
right,
to God, to the Holy Spirit, then things worked out really pretty okay with it.
And a couple weeks ago, our show was Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And he goes into detail about my sheep hear my voice. Okay. And people, you can hear God's leading mm-hmm. in your life. You can feel, oh, this relationship feels right. Or, whoa, something's wrong there. I don't like to be around that chaos. Or I don't like to be around that constant screaming and yelling. Or whatever the case may be. God's Holy Spirit within us talks to us, Angel.
Yes, it does. And it and lets us know, you know, that sense that we get that something's not right, that's the Holy Spirit letting us know something's not right.
The Spirit of truth.
Yes.
And so when we get discouraged in our lives and we find that, wow, it seems like I got all these problems, the best thing to do is take those problems straight to the throne. Not to the phone, as Dr. Angel said earlier. I love that. Take those problems straight to the throne and keep on keeping on. Keep on reading your Bible. Keep on praising God. Keep on listening to the voice of truth. We're going to play a song that I love, that I love. And as I was going through a really hard time about a year and a half ago, as I was racing back from preaching in a revival in Indiana, driving as fast as I could safely to get home as my brother-in-law lay dying of cancer in the hospital. And I kept playing this song over and over again in the car as I was driving alone and praying. And I wanted to be there with him and with the whole family, my sister and the whole family, as he passed into the presence of the Lord, and I was. God brought me home in time. This song helped me so much because it speaks. We have to just keep on keeping on. Press On by Selah, one of my favorite songs because of my life experience with it. Somebody.
When the mountain is steep, when the body is weary, when we stumble and fall, when the choices are
on. Thank you, Lord, that when we are weak, you are strong. And you love it when we're weak, really, because that's when we need you. And when we can take your strength and your wisdom for our situation. And Lord, I pray right now for every listener scattered around this globe that they will realize their need for you, Almighty God, their need for the Holy Spirit, the voice of truth down on the inside of them, to listen to your voice and learn to distinguish truth from lies. Learn to distinguish between the encouragement and the peace that you bring, Lord, versus the chaos and the confusion, the fear and the anxiety and the worry and the doubt that the devil brings to our lives so often. And Lord, we pray for every listener that today will be a turning point in their lives, and that from this moment on, they will desire to listen to the voice of truth more than ever before. That is our prayer for our audience, Lord, and for every single one of us right here on the show today. And Lord, we thank you in advance because we know you're teaching us by your voice of truth. Woo, amen and amen. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Talk to us, angel. Ugh.
Well, you know, this was a very touching show for me. I know it's hitting me really hard, and we just need to yield to the spirit of truth in our life. We need to be able
we
to
do.
Get there.
And so often, it's hard because the voices all around us, the voices perhaps of pain in our body, or the voices of people on the phone talking to us, or whatever those voices are, can be so very, very strong, can't they?
Yeah, they can be very loud, and they distract us and rob us from the things God has for us.
Right. Talk to us, Nan.
Well, you know, you said the voices of people around, and I would encourage the people to watch who they do have around. And
you know, yeah, right.
Like Angel said, she has a small circle of what she considers her closest friends. I do the same.
Right.
I don't have people that I have in my life who are going to drag me down.
Sure.
There are times that you're kind of stuck when you have family members that you have to sometimes contend with, you know.
Contend with.
But as far as your friends,
right.
You know, I would just really encourage the people to just be very selective.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be 25 people. Normally
right.
It's a handful or less.
It really is. And I think the older I get, I have a lot of acquaintances and a lot of Facebook friends and a lot of people I know. But the people that I listen to, or the people that I pray with, or whatever, they're you're right. They become fewer in number. Why is that, Angel? What happens there?
Well, we've lived some life. We've been lied to. We've been betrayed.
We've lived some life. Okay.
The more life we live, the more we realize
yeah.
people aren't who they say they are. And we do become more selective because it hurts when your heart gets, you know, broken from trusting someone that wasn't trustworthy.
It does. It really does. The voice of truth. In the end, I'm not going to do our normal end song. We're going to use the voice of truth again by Casting Crowns. And it's a song you can find on YouTube. And let it speak to you, because the voice of truth is what we want to hear, Nan. It's instead of being so caught up in whatever is going on in our daily lives, we need to get in the Word and find out what God says about what's going on in our lives. You know,
we do. And those times that we don't, we, you know, the circumstances and what's going on, in my opinion, many times gets worse because we're not spending time in the Word reading the truth.
Of course.
The truth about my situation. What is the truth? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yeah, but you don't understand what I'm dealing with in this part of my life or that part of my life. Nope, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That is actually on the front of the journal that I have in here. And I bought that very much on purpose. You know, I can do all things through
right.
Christ who strengthens me. People, they need to get hold of the scriptures that speak to their situation.
Write them down.
And memorize them. Write them. Memorize them. Speak them. You're speaking the truth when you speak the Word.
Right. That's it. The Word of God. Amen. That's the answer, Angel. Anything else you want to add to that? Nan, do you have a final comment in a minute? Go ahead, Angel.
Well, within the truth, there lies freedom.
Woo!
And
truth
so
will
many
set you
of
free.
Us that are so walking, and we're not living free. We're bound up. We're worried. We're anxious. We can't sleep at night. We're not focused and concentrating because there's things distracting us.
You know, all of that is true. And because of that, we have to find the voice of truth. We really need the voice of truth in our lives. People, you say, well, boy, all you're talking about is getting in the Bible. Absolutely, because it's the Word of God that is going to change your life. The promises. We did a song at Beacon today, Yes and Amen. All your promises are yes and amen. And we don't even know what to claim if we don't get in the Word, or if we don't get a book like we use a lot, Prayers That Avail Much, a book that really helps you understand what God says about your situation. And we encourage you to go back and listen to these shows and tell other people about them, because we are doing this for one reason, not to make money. It's not like that. We pay to do these shows. We do this because we want to plant the word of God in people's hearts and lives. That's what it's all about. And it's important that the voice of truth gets out there on the airwaves. And back to something that Dr. McKay said in the show that was on right before us. She said, we need to begin to realize that God is immediately, he's in the immediate, and he is making changes and he's restoring. He's restoring relationships. He's restoring peace. He's restoring a lot of things right now. And hang on to that. The name of their show is Truth Talk. And because that's what it is. And the truth of God's word is what's going to set you free. I want you both to have a couple seconds of a final word before we do a wrap up here and get out of here till next week. Nan?
Well, I just like, you know what has come to mind throughout this show is some people may not feel worthy.
True.
To have the truth living in them. They may not feel worthy to have God so move in their situation. But it's not based on our worthiness.
It's not.
It's based on who he is.
Amen. Great, great final thought, Dr. Angel.
You know, we serve a God of truth and grace and
yes.
He does not expect our perfection.
No.
We don't have to be perfect. And we need to keep our eyes on him and not on the people, not even in, you know, the people in our church. They might have good things. They may be, they're people still. And who is God? Who does he say he is? What does he say he can do? And that's where we put our focus. And today we've really identified he's the, you know, the truth. He's the way. He's life.
He really is. The Voice of Truth by Casting Crowns. Look it up on YouTube and listen to it a few times. It'll help you. Thank you, Dr. Angel. Thank you, Nan. What a joy you both are on this radio team. God wants us to step out in faith. He wants us to get stronger in him. And the way that will happen in your life is when you get into the Word of God. And our slogan at Beacon of Hope is where the Word brings healing. The Word of God, where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. That's what we're all about. We love being with you every Sunday. Tell some friends about the show and tune in every week. 3:00. There it is. Let me play that and then I'll come right back here in just a second. Listen to this. It's our choice. You heard that. I will choose to listen to the voice of truth. God wants to speak to your heart and touch your life this week.
Oh, what I would do to have the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant.